Good evening and welcome to International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us for Comto Palm Beach County's Week in Transportation Show. Comto is the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials and was founded in 1971 to provide a forum for minority professionals in the transportation industry. My name is Laverne Blackwood, and I am the second vice president of Comto Palm Beach County Chapter, and I'm joined by my co-host, Bruce Skyton, chapter president, and Ann McNeil, the vice president. Tonight's segment is Youth in Transportation, and we'll be talking with our guests about programs for young people in the transportation industry. Before we introduce our guest, I want to take a moment to just invite my co-host to share with you about what we're doing and what Comto Week is for Palm Beach, for Palm Beach chapter of Comto. Ann or Bruce?
This is Ann McNeil. I'll yield to the president. Go ahead, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Bruce Skyton, and I have the honor of serving as the president of the Palm Beach County Chapter. COMTO, as Laverne indicated, is an acronym for the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials. And we were founded in 1971 in Washington, D.C., to provide a forum for minority professionals in the transportation industry. COMTO's mission is to ensure opportunities and maximize participation in the transportation industry for minority individuals, businesses, and communities of color through advocacy, information sharing, training, education, and professional development. COMTO's vision is to serve as an advocate for minority inclusion in all aspects of the transportation industry. Laverne, back to you.
Thank you, Bruce. And I'd love for you to talk to our listeners what Comto Week is about.
My pleasure, Laverne. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's very exciting when you think about the fact that everything happens with transportation. And so for the mere fact that we are participating in Comto Week as a chapter, and all the chapters actually across the United States are focusing on talking about transportation and the impact it has in our particular area. And for us here in Palm Beach County, our Comto Week, it consists of the fact that each day we're hosting this show. Monday, we talked about women in transportation. It was a phenomenal show. And then on yesterday, we talked with our leaders in transportation, our senator, Bobby Powell, our representative from the port, and also, now, of course, I forget the last person that we had. But today, which we're talking about our youth. Oh, Brad, man, Brad, you're going to get me, Brad, but of course, our president of the National Comto. But today's show is focusing on our youth and transportation. And we want to also invite our listeners to call in on tomorrow as we talk about opportunities in transportation, and then again on Friday when we're discussing careers in transportation. But on behalf of the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show, we're highlighting these individuals with Comto, and we really are very excited because, as you will hear, we have some phenomenal guests planned for you tonight, and I'm going to come back to you, Laverne, so we can go ahead and start with that introduction.
Very good, Ann. Thank you. So tonight's segment, as we said, it is about youth in transportation. And our first guest tonight is Ms. Mariah Stanley. Ms. Mariah Stanley is the program manager at COMTO, the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, our national office. Ms. Stanley, would you please introduce yourself? Tell us about your role and as it relates to transportation and the industry. Thanks.
Yes. Hi, my name is Mariah Stanley, and I'm currently the program manager at Comto National. I run our city internship program, which stands for Careers in Transportation for Youth, as well as our scholarship program. And I also help with our TCRP ambassador program, in which we partner with TRB and APTA, who are our sister organizations. With those programs, I assist young people to gain scholarships in our scholarship program, award scholarships to students between high school and graduate school. In addition to our city internship program, which supplies students with knowledge on careers in transportation for juniors, seniors, and first-year graduate students in college. In addition to our TCRP, our Transit Research Cooperative Program, that program is for transit leaders who would like to get research information out to the industry on topics that impact our industry greatly.
Thank you, Ms. Stanley. So as you can see and you can hear, listeners, Ms. Stanley has such a wide range of experience. She is very equipped to tell us about all the programs that Comto has, but also that she's a benefactor of these same programs that she now gets to manage and run for yes. other young individuals to take advantage of. So we're really excited to have you. Thank you for joining our show tonight.
Thank you.
Our next guest, I'd love for him to introduce himself. This was a former coworker of mine. His name is Christian Londano. Christian is the manager of performance management at PalmTran. And Christian, please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us about what you do and how it relates to transportation.
Thank you, Laverne. My name is Christian Londano. Like Laverne said, I'm currently the manager of the performance management office at PalmTran. We do several things at the performance management office at PalmTran. First, we're responsible for the NTD reporting, National Transit Database. So everything that entails the ridership data, the safety numbers that we have to report to the federal government, as well as data analysis that help us promote a culture of performance improvement. So part of our role in this office, we lead a company-wide program that we call PTSTAT, PalmTran Statistics, where the cross-functional teams with members from different parts of the organization come together to analyze data and propose initiatives of performance improvement. And what I like the most, actually, about this program is that it also allows an environment for professional development. And as a young person in transportation, I think it's very important to have environments where you can learn and develop skills that will help you understand transportation and have an impact in the industry. So those are some of the responsibilities in my current role. Also, I'm a board member for our local chapter of Comto. We're all very proud of it. And I think that that's also very important to develop folks that are interested in a career in transportation.
Very good. Thank you, Christian. And it's really a pleasure to have you. I've worked with you, and I know you to be a really hard worker and very smart, and I welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll just go right into it. First, I want to ask our President Bruce Guyton if you'd like to start off with the questions for our guest, and you know, if you want to start off with Ms. Mariah or Christian, either one, but Bruce, we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Laverne. I'd like to ask Mariah first, what has transportation done to steer her career, and where is she anticipating going on her career path?
Sure. I'll just give a little background about myself. So I started as a 11th grader at a high school who had a transportation technology program here in Washington, D.C., called it was at Cardoza High School called TransTech. And they partnered me with Comto many years ago. And that was my first internship. It was with Comto, the national office. And through that, I was able to work with Julie Cunningham, who was then the CEO. And she partnered with me with learning about the programs that we were doing, and we were doing the city internship program. And at that time, I went on to college, and as I went on to college, I also was a recipient of a partner scholarship that we had with Parsons Brinckerhoff at that time, which is now WSP. And so I benefited greatly throughout my undergraduate career from our scholarship program. I built a relationship with the organization and was awarded scholarships every year throughout my undergraduate experience. I went on to grad school and was assisted there as well through our scholarship program. I also was a part of the program that I currently run, the Careers in Transportation for Youth City Internship Program, and that is where I was able to go off and go to another organization called APTA. And that is where that relationship blossomed. I was able to go to another organization and get a little bit more knowledge outside of Comto, more transit-related in specific. And I went on to do that and went on a few other places. And then I found myself back at National running the very programs that I started in. So this is just a testament that the programs do work. If the students do network, if they utilize the community, if they go out to our chapter, our local chapter events, and they network and they build their relationships and they make sure that they're present. I actually changed my major in college once I developed my relationship with Comto, because I realized that I could develop a career in transportation, and I'm now a manager of the programs that I once were in, and then also that I was working under who was the previous program manager when I was the student. So I was able to learn the ins and outs of what I'm doing currently and where we could take the program. And so right now, my goal is to get us to partner with as many of our chapters to get into local organizations that are in their nearby regions and build as many partnerships with them, as well as schools and community colleges and universities, to basically build a platform for young people to realize that there are careers here. There's plenty of careers here, and that they can definitely grow, and they can go from one thing to another because they can definitely pivot, or they can definitely transform their lives if that's what they're looking to do.
Wow. Hello? Thank you so much. That's really a lot. And I think that our listeners and the students that we'll be talking to and interacting with, they'll also realize the benefit of you going from different organizations and really ending back up in the same programs that you initially started out with, and ending up with managing those programs. So I'm excited for you and your career, Mariah.
Thank you.
Yes, Mariah. And you're definitely an example of what others can accomplish when they focus. And transportation is definitely an industry that provides a lot of opportunities. Now to Christian, and I must say, I refer to Christian as my brother from another mother. We used to work together when he started at Palm Trans. He and I worked together, and I watched him advance through the ranks. And one thing that he did not mention, he's a young man, and he was just awarded, he was recognized for being one of the leaders under 40 in the industry. Christian, tell us a little bit about that award that you received and who you received it from.
Thank you, Bruce. And so, yes, I was recently recognized by Mass Transit Magazine as one of the top 40 professionals in the nation under 40 that are making waves in the industry. And the nomination recognition was for the PT Stat program, and one of the initiatives in the program that we introduced, which is the flashing lights in the rear of our buses, and that was to reduce rear end collisions. So, of course, with that comes a reduction of cost of repairing the vehicles, cost of litigation, and that's how that award, happened for me. And it has helped me a lot in my career. I've got a lot of folks reaching out and asking me questions and even offering me jobs. So I'm very proud of that. Thank you for bringing it up. And yes, I had the pleasure to work with Bruce, our Compto chapter president. And I would say that one of the most important parts to help you succeed in further your career is learning from other folks, having coworkers serve as your mentor. And I've throughout my career, every position, I'd look for somebody to be my mentor. And some folks might be mentoring you without even knowing or asking for, but it's important to always reach out to others and learn from them, especially the ones that have more years in the industry and can give you some advice and can give you some information of some of the places where you can learn more and get involved. And I think that's what is key, and what it's been key for my personal professional career is get involved. Get involved as many things you can and try to absorb and learn as much as you can. And Compto is definitely one of the best environments for a young professional to be part of, to get involved with, and learn from the industry.
And Christian, one last thing, and then we're going to move on. Something that is very important is where you started at and where you are now. Sometimes when one come out of college, they think they're supposed to start at the top in management, and those expectations, to be honest, are not realistic. It's important just to get your foot in the door, and you already have the skill set to rise, so then you start making your path upward. But tell everybody, what was your first position in transportation and where you are now?
Yes. Well, I first started with Pontren in the transportation industry.
Christian, go back further than that to the connection.
Yes, and that's where I wanted to start. I first started at Pontren Connection, which is our paratransit division for our company, for our Pontren. And I started as a reservationist, planning the trips for our paratransit customers that were called in and trying to book their trips. So that's an entry-level position in any transit organization. That's considered an entry-level position. After that, I was able to move into the planning department as a transit planner, and that's where I got to meet Bruce, our Compto president. And, we started working. I got to learn a lot about transit planning. I got to say, when I first joined the transit planning team, I didn't know a lot about transit planning, but it's all about being willing and able to learn and asking a lot of questions and getting those mentoring opportunities. And very quickly, I was able to transition into a special projects coordinator. So I was offered a promotion. I took that promotion and under the performance management office as a special projects coordinator. And about a year after that, I was able to move up as the interim for the performance manager for the performance management office. And not so long ago, September 30th of this year, I was officially promoted to the manager of the performance management office. So that is about five different positions that I held in about 5-6 years in the transportation industry. And again, I think the key is like you said, Bruce, you might have the skills, and when you come in, you have to be willing to start entry level and come in and learn. And but very quickly, by showcasing your skills, getting involved, participating, raising your hand, and stepping up to the plate, and displaying those skills that you have, you get the opportunities to move up.
Absolutely. And Christian, you've done a phenomenal job in moving up in your career. And as your brother from another mother, I'm very proud of you. Laverne, back to you.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Christian. Yes, you know, Christian, you brought us to this topic of this is so important of bringing in new minds, new ideas, and bright ideas into the industry. There is so much room for growth, as you've been able to demonstrate, and there's so much opportunity to learn from our young people when they come into the organization. And with that in mind, I want to have some young people, younger people than my millennial brother Christian, join in on our, who's just joined in as our guest. And I have some students from the University of North Florida. And if you just start by, you know, introducing yourselves one at a time, let us know your names, what you're studying in school, and what do you hope to do in the future as it relates to transportation or just your career goals or future goals in general. So I would like to start with Mike. If you're there, you can start introducing yourself.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead, Mike.
So my name is Mike Soloka from UNF. I'm a graduate student, and I come from Tanzania, and that's where I did my undergrad studies in civil engineering. So now I'm doing a master's in transportation engineering at UNF.
Awesome.
Hello?
And what are your aspirations, Mike? What do you want to be? What do you want to do with that?
Basically, I want to work in the transportation industry, managing traffic, doing traffic studies. Yeah, so working on traffic research right now as a graduate student. And as you know, the transportation field is quite broad and there's high demand like every day. So I feel like, you know, what I want to do for my future.
Very good. Thank you so much. And our next guest is also from the University of North Florida. Is Lucia
Hello.
On? Lucia, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Lucia here. I'm also Chiana. I did my undergrad back in Tanzania. I'm now pursuing a master's in civil engineering, majoring in transportation. I like transportation because it's a big industry. It has a lot of things to do with management, planning, and operations. I'm more interested in traffic operations.
Thanks, Lucia. All right. And we have on our guest tonight, Ms. Jacqueline. Jacqueline, go ahead. Or maybe Jim. Jim, if you could go ahead.
Yes, hello. This is Jamal Kusalum.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Okay, this is Jamal Kusalum, a graduate student at the University of North Florida. I did my bachelor degree at the University of Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. So I'm now taking my master's in the same, majoring in transportation engineering at UNF. Yeah.
All right. Very good. So excited to have you got you students on here listening to, you know, young people who have come up through the school system just like yourselves and who are now working in the industry and can share with you their experiences so that, you know, you can have examples to go by. In saying that, I would love for Mariah, do you have any advice for these young students who are just finishing up, you know, or starting on their graduate degree and looking for opportunities in the transportation field?
Yes. So although I know that graduate school can be very intense, it was very intense for me getting my master's in business. So I have an MBA, and so it was a super struggle trying to work full time, dedicate time to my studies, and in addition, places, organizations like COMTO are very good organizations for you all to get involved with. Local chapter events will be very monumental in your growth. Reason being is because you get to meet a lot of the people that you would like to work for. So one tidbit that we give our interns when they're coming to our conference is to look at some of the attendee lists of past events or of the current conference, if there's some listed, or look at the members of leadership either at your chapter or your local level, and start to look at the organizations that you want to work for. And then once you find the organizations that you want to work for, or that do the type of work that you love, try to connect with those folks who work there, or try to connect with the folks who can connect you with those people. So if you know where you want to go, it's easier to come into a situation and say, I am a student and this is what I'm doing, but this is the type of organization that I would like to work for moving forward, or this is the type of organization that I would like to get involved with. And knowing the sorts of people that you want to meet, that way you put yourself in the right places. And if you put yourself in the right places, the opportunities will present themselves. So you want to make sure that when you are going to these events, that you're knowledgeable about who the people are in the room and the organizations that they work for. And sometimes you just looking at the people that may be there or who may be the speakers, it will expose you to a organization that you may have or an entity that you'd never thought of working for or working with. And then once you get to know some of the things that they do, it might pique your interest and it might actually change what you want to do. So what you want to do is to remain open, and then you want to network and you want to keep in contact with the people that you meet at these conferences, at these local events, because it will grant you further opportunities that you may not know that you can have. One thing like being on this call. After this call, if you don't know any of us on the phone, I would jot down our names and I would go, you know, research the places that we said that we've worked for or the places that we said we work with or some of the programs that we've named, and try to see how you can get involved. Because I will tell you, in this industry, and in any industry, what will get you far at the graduate level is making sure that you create your network. So creating your network and what your network looks like is very different from anyone else's network. So creating your own individual network and ensuring that you build on those relationships regularly, not just go to the events, meet the people, and then never contact again. Get the business cards and follow up. Following up will help you to no extent, and then there, when you need help, you can reach out to your network. When you're looking for opportunity, you can reach out to your network. So just when you think of anything, think always in every aspect of everything that you do that you are building your personal network that will carry you through your career.
Thank you. That is all very informative stuff. I needed that for myself, just a reminder, those soft skills that you need to build, how important relationships are. And I want to just go to Christian one more time. And Christian, with these fresh minds, we have three fresh minds that are here, and they're just, you know, open and looking for their direction through experiences of, you know, others. And one thing I know that I've enjoyed as a member of COMTO, the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, every year we hold a national meeting and training conference. And that is an opportunity for members to network, with individuals and companies within the industry, and also for them to learn. So I want, Christian, for you to tell our guests or fellow guests how that exchange is. What have you experienced from that? What's the benefit of it, and how can it help them in their career goals?
Yes, Laverne. Well, I've had the opportunity to participate in two of the national conferences, one this year, one the year before. And like you said, one of the most important parts is the networking. And the good thing about COMTO is they bring the top executives in the industry in the nation in this one conference, as well as a lot of young people that are starting their careers. And there's many opportunities for networking. Personally, I'll tell you, last year's conference, I got the opportunity to meet one of the executives from the Maryland Department of Transportation, and you know, just engage in a conversation, telling her about what I've knew so far about transportation, that I have passion, that I wanted to learn more, and we just started to engage into a conversation. And then she gave me her business card and said, well, why don't you just send me your resume? And there's many opportunities here for you to come and join us. Unfortunately, at that point, I decided that I didn't want to move my family there. But that's one example of opportunities that you get as
right.
You participate in these national conferences. And you get the opportunity to rub elbows with the best professionals in the industry. And one of the things that I've learned and I've noticed of COMTO is COMTO cares a lot about developing talent and bringing up young talent. In this conferences, you see a lot of interns, a lot of students coming in and being paired up with some of the senior folks in the industry to learn from them, to exchange business cards and bring a lot of them when you participate, because you're going to exchange and bring with you a lot of them as well. So great opportunities for your career, great opportunities to move, and just it gives you perspective. Sometimes when we're looking for an opportunity or for a job, we're looking just in the city where we live, or maybe, you know, kind of like nearby, and you go to these conferences and you get to realize that opportunities are all over the place, you know, country-wise, and it gives you that opportunity to network with the right people and really open your options.
Thank you. I don't want to hog the airwaves, but if you're joining us tonight, if you're just joining us, this is COMTO Palm Beach County's Week in Transportation talk show. COMTO is the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, and we're having this weekly talk show about transportation. We're just having a conversation with individuals in the industry about programs and concerns that are related to transportation. And I'm joined by co-host Bruce Guyton, president of COMTO Palm Beach County, and Ann McNeil, vice president. I'm going to turn this over to Ann McNeil. And Ann, we would love to hear from you. Ann is one of the most important women in my life. She's my mentor and my friend, and she loves to tell about the importance of relationship building. And Anne, could you let us know about, you know, like what the importance of it, so that these, our students and our young people who are listening, will understand how they need that very vital skill?
Well, Laverne, I want to just piggyback on what you said about COMTO Week, and then we'll go to the relationship, because Mariah said something that sparked something in me regarding Trans Tech and Transdem Academy in Washington, D.C., which happens to be one of my strategic partners. But let's remind everybody that COMTO Week is driven by our national organization for membership recruitment. It's basically a drive to market, brand, and promote our organization and transportation, actually. And it's a full week of creative activities to help bolster our local chapters, like what we're doing right now with our radio show. And this week was created really to enhance and increase our membership benefits, but also to focus on membership campaigns and programs by improving our local chapters' effectiveness and each day individuals in different areas in transportation. It is just another reminder of the power of transportation. And I want to go to something that Mariah said earlier. We talked about relationships. Also the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And for 10 years, we have partnered with Cardoza High School in Washington, D.C. And now I remember where I met you, Mariah, when you said when we were doing the prep for the show. I kept saying that name, with Mrs. McCall and TransTEM. And each year, we host an industry day focused on transportation. And so going to Mariah's point about the relationships, now right now I'm actually in Tampa and just finishing up participating in a conference here called, it's actually the 2018 6th Annual Florida Automated Vehicle Summit. And at this conference is where I met the individuals that we were just discussing with the students, because one of the students from Tanzania received an honor for the Student of the Year project, and she wasn't able to be on the show with us tonight, but the other three students were. Wow. And I could not say any more about what Mariah talked about when she walked through the process of building the relationship. And actually, I was typing notes into the Blog Talk show so that people years to come will see the comments that are being made from the show, because relationships are everything. And I actually am in the process of finishing a book entitled The No Like and Trust Factor, because in my 40 years of being in the construction industry, the one thing that I do know to be true is the fact that people will go out of their way. They would go out of their way to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. They would go out of their way.
Right.
They would go out of their way to hire people that they know, like, and trust. People will go out of their way to hook they know, like, and trust. And I think that Christian is an example of that. Mariah is an example of that. Bruce, when you really hear his story of how he came up through the ranks, and his career is an example of that. Laverne, you're an example. I am an example of that. And
Absolutely.
These students are going to be another example of that, because we're going to connect them in Jacksonville, where they're in school right now. We're going to connect them with the Compto chapter in Jacksonville. And I also wanted to just mention the fact that Compto National, we're very fortunate to be able to participate in our national conference that's going to be held in the state of Florida in 2019. Actually, it's the 47th National Meeting and Training Conference. It's going to be held on July 28th through the 1st of August. Excuse me, it's going to be held in the month of July in Tampa. And actually, we're in Tampa right now. And so we're looking forward to participating in that. And just again, to piggyback on what Mariah talked about, we're going to look to see how we can connect the students from Tanzania and other students who are focusing on transportation to be a part of that event in terms of volunteering and just building those relationships, because relationships matter. And that's one of the reasons why in continuing to host this show and sharing the good news about the power of transportation, we hopefully we'll also look forward to having a segment on the impact that automated vehicles are going to have on transportation and transportation careers. So like many of these students that were here today, they're not just focusing solely in a general transportation area, but really beginning to focus on the power of these automated vehicles and how they're changing the face of transportation for everybody, even down to driverless buses and trucks and things like that. So this is exciting, Laverne. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. I'm going to, it's about time to wrap up. It's been an exciting show. I'm going to turn it over to Bruce. And then if you each could just leave us with something, leave our listeners with something that you think will not only impact their lives, but tell us, you know, just your views on the future of transportation in our minority, you know, communities. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to Bruce, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Laverne. Let me just thank all of the participants tonight. Mariah is phenomenal. Christian is definitely an up-and-coming leader. He's already made his mark early in his career, and the students are now on a path to success. One thing I want to leave with the students, one of the key to successes, and Anne said it subliminally in her comments that people work with people that they know, like, and trust. And part of that personality to get people to know, like, and trust you is to stay humble. No matter how many degrees, I've got a graduate degree too. And one thing that I've found in life, that all of that is for naught. If people don't like you, you're not going to be able to work. you're not going to be able to provide for your family. So it's very important to stay humble in life and just keep working hard. So on that, Laverne, I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday season. Thank you for coming on the show, and I'm turning it back over to Laverne.
Thank you, Bruce. And does Christian, would you like to say something to wrap up? And then Mariah, please.
Definitely. Well, thank you to everybody for participating in tonight's show as well. Something to leave them with is I got to learn from a speaker in a conference that I had the opportunity to be part of. He said, work harder than what you get paid for, so one day you get paid more than what you work for. And that really stuck with me. I think that's the key is give more, show up more, stay later, do whatever it takes to get whatever project, whatever you're involved in to make it happen, to make it work, because it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. Every person that I met that they carry themselves that way, they're successful. So that is my message, and I turn it over back to you, Laverne.
Thank you. Very good advice. And Miss Mariah Stanley, would you like to leave something with this?
Sure. So the first thing I'll say is that our internship program currently has applications online. And the application process is now open, and we'll be accepting applications for students who are juniors, seniors, and first-year graduate students in college up until January 31st. So I encourage you all, if you are listening or if you are on the phone, to get your young people to look at comto.org. That's www.comto.org. And if you go to programs and you'll click internships, and you'll have all the information, the eligibility requirements, and things of that nature. And if you have any questions, my email will be listed there so that I can walk you through that. The other thing that I wanted to leave all of the students with is that, and everyone, if you, when you look at your career, I like to tell people when I'm helping them to think about every single thing that you do as a part of your story. And you have to make it make sense. So often young people just do a lot of different things, and they take random opportunities. But when you are thinking of your story, sometimes the random opportunities do make sense. Sometimes they give you perspective, and sometimes they give you range. But sometimes they don't. So when you are making the decisions that you are making with where you choose to work, the networking opportunities that you choose to go to, make sure that you are
you are making sure that it makes sense for your personal story, because you can get pulled into a million directions, and right now your time is limited. So ensure that what you are doing makes sense for you. Make sure that it adds to your story. And if it doesn't, look for the opportunities that do, because when we look back now, you've heard us all be able to tell a story that is fluid. And although I have worked, I feel like my story has kind of come full circle, I've also veered out and did some things that were a little different that gave me a little bit more range when I came back. The parts that I might have left out is that the time that I left after, I went to a think tank, and then after a think tank, I went to do HR at a construction firm, and now I'm doing a program. But that all helps me be able to work with people that are in different places and being able to put all of that together to come back, and sometimes your life will come full circle, but that is not a back step. Sometimes that is the step to propel you forward. So just always think about how your story will be told, and if that story sits well with you and it's a dynamic story, just keep building on that story, because that is what you're doing. So just always look at it as a story, and keep in mind that your network will build that story for you, because I will tell you all that every single job that I have had honestly has come from someone that I've met at Comto, to be completely honest, either someone I've worked for, someone that I've worked with, or someone that I've developed a relationship with. So find your organization, find your mentor. Mentors are important. Julie Cunningham was my mentor, and she also connected me with my current CEO, in addition to another woman who was once working at Parsons Brinkhoff. They were my mentors then through my scholarship program, and I'm there with them now. So mentorship, networking, and building your story is what I want to leave you guys with. That will be super important in your life. For anyone, just networking, mentorship, and building your story, those things will never change. They will never leave you. They will continuously help you grow.
Thank you, Mariah. I appreciate that. And now for our students who are also our guests, Lucia, Mike, and Jamoko, if you would like to say something, you want to, you know, go ahead and start one at a time. It's fine.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Okay, Mike.
Well, I'm just glad for this opportunity. I'm glad to have met Anne at the FAV Summit. And I'm looking forward to, you know, being involved more and getting into the industry, and a lot of takeaways from this show today, and I'm looking forward to using all of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Anyone else?
Yeah, to add more to that, I really liked what Maria and Chris said about looking for opportunities, exposure, looking for what you need to do as you want to grow in your career. It's really helpful for me. Yeah, I've been inspired by all of you guys. Thanks. Thanks so much, Annie, for this chance.
Very good. Thank you. Jim, would you like to say something?
It's nice. It has been so nice meeting with you, and I really congratulate you. So what I could say, I'm just looking forward to hearing from you more and more and more. Thank you.
Very good. And Anne, would you like to say something to leave with us, with our listeners, and with our guests, please? I am going to ask all of our listeners to just stay tuned and look forward to hearing from us more and more and more, because we are connecting the dots in this industry and transportation, especially for minorities in transportation. And this show is an excellent example of that, because what we've been able to do in a matter of hours is to connect total strangers that have a common bond and common spirit focused on transportation and
transportation impacts the entire world, and transportation moves the world. And we continue to hear that more and more, but now we have a face to it. And for those of you that's on our Facebook page, you can check out the faces of those that we've hosted on the show today. And I'm just very excited, Laverne, to be a part of this. And want to thank everybody for their leadership and look forward to the show tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Conference of Minority Transportation Officials, the Palm Beach County Chapter, and my co-host, I want to thank each of you for joining us, taking time to share your stories with us. And for the listeners, I hope you were able to get a whole lot from this, the importance of mentoring and networking. For those who are not so young and have been in the industry for a while, there's importance of being a mentor and being a guide and helping our young people with shaping their pathways. Based on your experiences in the industry. Again, thank you guys. I'm very grateful for your joining us, and I look forward to hearing great things about you all in the future. As we go on to end our show, I just want to invite our listeners and our guests to join us tomorrow as we talk about opportunities in transportation. That is our segment for tomorrow, and we'll be speaking with some exciting individuals about their road and, you know, their path in transportation and the unique opportunities that came about for them. Tune in by calling 661-554-9219 to join us. Thank you and good night.